Hello, everyone, and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most practical topics you'll encounter in your OCR GCSE mathematics exam, ratio and proportion. Whether you're on foundation or higher tier, this topic appears in nearly every paper, and it's one where you can really rack up those marks if you know the techniques. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore the key concepts, work through some exam-style problems, and I'll share the insider tips that examiners look for. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the fundamentals. A ratio is simply a way of comparing quantities. When we write 3 to 2, we're saying for every 3 parts of the first thing, there are 2 parts of the second thing. It's like a recipe. If a cake needs flour and sugar in the ratio 3 to 2 and you use 300 grams of flour, you'd need 200 grams of sugar. The key word here is parts. Think of ratios as dividing something into equal chunks. Now, here's the golden rule that trips up so many students. When you're dividing a quantity in a given ratio, you must add up all the parts first. Let's say you have 100 pounds to split between 2 people in the ratio 3-2. The mistake? Dividing 100 pounds by 3 or by 2. The correct approach? Add the parts. 3 plus 2 equals 5 parts total. So 1 part equals 100 pounds divided by 5, which is 20 pounds. Then multiply. 3 parts is 60 pounds and 2 parts is 40 pounds. Always check your answer adds back up to the original total. Let's talk about simplifying ratios. This is a marks magnet in exams. The examiner wants to see ratios in their simplest form. And here's the catch. The units must match before you simplify. If you're comparing 50 centimeters to 2 meters, you can't just write 50:2:3. Convert first. 2 meters is 200 centimeters, so the ratio becomes 50:200, which simplifies to 1:4 by dividing both sides by 50. OCR loves testing this. They'll deliberately give you mixed units to see if you're paying attention. Now let's move to proportion. Direct proportion means as one thing increases, the other increases at the same rate. If 5 apples cost 2 pounds, then 10 apples cost 4 pounds. Double the apples, double the cost. The mathematical way to express this is y is proportional to x, written as y proportional to x, which means y equals k times x, where k is the constant of proportionality. In our apple example, k is the cost per apple. 2 pounds divided by 5 equals 40 pence per apple. Inverse proportion is the opposite. As one thing increases, the other decreases. Classic example, if 4 workers take 6 days to complete a job, how long would 8 workers take? More workers means less time, so this is inverse proportion. The product stays constant. 4 workers times 6 days equals 24 worker days. So 8 workers would take 24 divided by 8, which is 3 days. The formula is y equals k divided by x, or y proportional to 1 over x. Here's where higher tier students need to pay extra attention. You might see squared relationships. Direct proportion with squares means y proportional to x squared, so y equals k times x squared. Inverse proportion with squares means y proportional to 1 over x squared, so y equals k divided by x squared. The method is the same. Find k using the given values, then use that k to find the unknown. Examiners award the first method mark just for writing the correct formula, so always write y equals k times x squared or y equals k divided by x squared at the start of your solution. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where you can turn a grade 5 into a grade 7 or even higher. First up, best buy questions. You'll see 2 products with different sizes and prices, and you need to find which offers better value. The examiner wants to see you calculate the price per unit for both items. Don't just guess. If a 500-gram box costs 2 pounds and 40 pence, work out 2 pounds and 40 pence divided by 500 equals 0.0048 pounds per gram or 4 pounds and 80 pence per kilogram. Do the same for the other product, then compare. Show you're working clearly, that's where the method marks are. Second, difference problems. The question might say, John and Sarah share money in the ratio 5:3, and John gets 12 pounds more than Sarah. Students often treat 12 pounds as the total, but it's not, it's the difference. The difference in parts is 5 minus 3 equals 2 parts. So dues parts equals dods euros sterlinas, meaning una part equals sees euros sterlinas. John gets 5 parts, which is 30 pounds, and Sarah gets 3 parts, which is 18 pounds. Check 30 pound minus 18 pounds equals 12 pounds. Correct. Third, always label your ratio parts. Write boys, girls above 3-4 so you don't accidentally reverse them in your final answer. This simple annotation has saved countless students from losing accuracy marks. And here's a big one. In proportion questions, write the formula first. Even if you make a calculation error later, you'll still get the method mark for setting up y equals k times x or y equals k divided by x correctly. Okr's mark schemes are very clear about this. They award marks for method, not just the final answer. Okay, let's test your recall with some quick-fire questions. I'll give you a few seconds to think after each one. Question 1. If you're dividing 80 pounds in the ratio 3:5, how many parts are there in total? Answer: 8 parts, because 3 plus 5 equals 8. Question 2. True or false? In inverse proportion, as one value doubles, the other also doubles. Answer: false. In inverse proportion, if one doubles, the other halves. Question 3. What must you do before simplifying a ratio like 40 centimeter? 2 mep. Answer: convert to the same units. 2 meters equals 200 centimeters, so it becomes 40:200, which simplifies to 1 to 5. Question 4. In a direct proportion question, what's the first thing you should write down? Answer: the formula. Write y equals k times x to secure that method mark. Excellent. If you got those right, you're well on your way to mastering this topic. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways. Remember, ratios divide quantities into parts, and you must add all the parts before dividing. Always convert units before simplifying. In proportion questions, write your formula first. Y equals k times x for direct y equals k divided by x for inverse. Show your working, label your ratios, and check your answers add up or make sense. This topic is worth around 10 to 15 marks across your GCSE papers, and it connects to so many other areas: fractions, percentages, algebra, even graphs on higher tier. Master ratio and proportion, and you're building a strong foundation for success. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, every mark counts. If you found this helpful, make sure to review your notes, try some practice questions, and don't hesitate to ask your teacher if you're stuck. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.